now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts, alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson,
yo,
the King Scott Angle,
yo,
and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching the Roto Experts, presented by DX Racer. We're doing it live here today.
Yep.
We're going to go over Thursday Night Football between the Cardinals and the Seahawks. We also have going to preview every game from Sunday and give it live to you over the next hour or so. How's it hanging, fantasy executive?
Everything's going good. I saw got a good performance last night. Got two of my guys in the Seattle Seahawks offense with Doug Baldwin and Jimmy Graham. Both of them was able to put up nice numbers. Obviously, that comes along with Russell Wilson, too. So, good start for the week. Those of you on the back end of those two games, don't worry about it. There's still plenty of football left to go.
Yeah.
This is the King. What's up, man?
Yeah, that's a great point by Corey. Don't get too high or too low, you know, based on Thursday night. We talk about it all the time. I know I'm going to get a tweet today. So, there's that guy, Graham and Fitzgerald. I'm down by 40. Look, you know, I played against somebody who had Amari Cooper in the big blow-up game, you know, and beat him, and some of the listeners did too. So Thursday night, it's just one game.
I, on the other hand, faced Tyra Taylor last week, who put up a ton of points against me. I was furious about garbage time. I wound up winning that game by half a point, yeah. So that was nice. Last night, I had Larry Fitzgerald, but I'm not getting overly cocky, Scotty. I'm not getting overly cocky. How are you, sir, Matt Wajika?
Doing well. I mean, if you had Jimmy Graham, you're feeling good when your tight end gets 20
real
points.
So real
that's,
good.
That's a nice start to the week. Interesting game and stuff like that, but I'm excited for Week 10.
Yeah, Week 10 is going to be fun. I'm excited to talk about every game, make some predictions with you guys. Let's talk about Thursday night football here a little while ago. Back on Thursday night, the Seattle Seahawks defeated the Arizona Cardinals, but it wasn't without a loss from themselves. Richard Sherman ruptured his Achilles. He is done for the season. You hope he comes back ready to go for next season. Doug Baldwin hurt his groin a little bit. CJ Procise obviously hurt his ankle.
Soon as they ripped the flag off, he went down.
The other ankle.
Yeah.
It was actually the other ankle, which is crazy.
What's up with him, yo?
I got nothing. Brittle is what it is. Dwayne Brown hurt himself. He was his second game as a member of the Seattle Seahawks. And then on the other side, you had DJ Humphrey's left tackle for Arizona. He tore like his ACL. It was a bad game. And why? Because it was Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football has been kind of tough, especially going through and dealing with these injuries. Obviously, after the game last night, Doug Baldwin was very passionate in his speaking about it. So, going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but can't really have too much, you know. The NFLPA got to do something about this.
They certainly do.
About a lot of stuff.
Although, I will say this. Ross Tucker tweeted out a little while ago. He said, personally, I liked playing on Thursday because practice week is easy and you get the entire week off like a bye week. I know many others feel the same way.
And there you go.
He said that NFL players get well over $250 million per year for Thursday Night Football. In exchange, they are asked to play one Thursday a year. Seems fair to him. So, there you go.
There you go.
Whatever that means. All right.
It's all about that bottom line.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about what this Richard Sherman injury does to the Seattle defense, as well as hit all the major headlines from this upcoming Sunday, Week 10, and go over all the games as well and make some predictions. Stick around. It's Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
on the Roto Experts presented by DX Racer. The Seattle Seahawks lost.
Oh, before we get into the Seahawks.
Okay.
That was Jill is on the ones and twos now.
Yes.
Jill was asked me if I wanted to throw hands this morning.
Why did she, what?
She asked me if I wanted to throw hands. Like, she challenged me to
a duel.
And yeah. I was like, Jill, you're 4'11".
My money's on Jill.
She's 4'11", and she asked the fantasy executive if he wanted to throw hands. I'm a big man. You feel what I'm saying, Sussman?
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I don't think when you're talking about fights, like, necessarily because somebody's not tall, that doesn't make him not capable.
No, I'm a big man. I'm a big, solid guy, Scotty. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not just somebody that you run up to throw hands with.
Why is your belly, like, going over your belt?
That's not
line
my belly.
The only big thing on you is your mouth. That's it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Sussman.
Don't go there, Corey.
I know.
So I just wanted to point out, with the Seahawks' loss of Richard Sherman, it changed everything. They were able to, the Cardinals, for instance, on Thursday night, were able to get the ball to Larry Fitzgerald, particularly in garbage time. Fitzgerald goes from 4 for 32, entering the last drive or two for the Cardinals, finishing with 10 for 113 or whatever. That's the difference that Richard Sherman makes on and off the field. Julio Jones and the Falcons play the Seahawks next Sunday night. Big difference. Big, big difference. On the other side.
Yeah, it's Fitzgerald got his numbers in catch up last night. That's when Sherman is already out of the game, so already you were seeing a big difference in the pass defense. And going forward, you know, Jeremy Lane might start, you know, in that one, that quarterback spot. And without Sherman, you know, that look, the front seven is still one of the best in the league against the run. But the back seven teams are now going to attack that. You know, they were attacking the non-Sherman side of the defense a lot against Justin Coleman and Shaq Griffin, who's taking his lumps as a rookie. He'll get much better, you know, but it happens to a lot of rookies. It's going to force Earl Thomas, you know, to play even more center field than he did. He didn't have to do it consistently on Sherman's side. So now a piece of the field, like, he would shut down half the field because, you know, it's very big risk to throw over there. To me, and, you know, scouts have said it, that there's no better interceptor in the league, and that's why people don't want to throw over there. And with the reason why that secondary is so excellent is because you have three Hall of Fame-type players there. When you lose any one of them, it's a ripple effect.
Yeah, I definitely get what you're saying, Scott. So when you look at the defense going forward, Matty Ice, you're Matty Ice to me, Matt Modica to others.
Matty Ice?
Something new,
you don't
Scott.
Look anything like Matt Ryan to me. So.
It's a little cold out there.
That's why I called him Matty Ice.
There you go. Okay, it's a weather thing.
Yeah, when you look at that situation, the Seattle Seahawks defense is a defense that I don't really cut. I keep them out there every week, and I'm still going to roll with it that way moving forward through the rest of the season. I think it's still enough pieces.
Yeah, I think you can still get sacks and other stuff. I'm not totally abandoning ship on them. I do think it's a major hit. But, Scott, let me ask you, because in the preseason, you kind of, when the offensive lineman went down, you thought it was a positive. Jeremy Lane failing the physical and staying with Seattle, is this a positive?
All right. First off, I didn't think it was a positive.
No,
I didn't.
Scott, it was addition by subtraction.
It was less worse. Okay? It was less worse. Okay?
Okay.
George Fant had never played, like, much football at all until he started last year. And then Odemo was like where Fant was absolutely disgusting. You know, Odemo was just horrible. With Jeremy Lane has gotten injured a lot. We even saw it in Super Bowl 49. He was a very good nickel corner for them during the Legion of Boom's best days. But yeah, I think injuries have kind of caught up with him. So I think he's going to be vulnerable out there. He doesn't fly to the ball quite the same he used to.
Jeremy Lane, that's the guy that's going to step in, though.
Yeah,
right?
I wonder if they should promote Nico Thorpe, though.
This happened last season with the General, you saw a drop-off.
Right.
When you look at this team from NFL-wise going forward, the NFC is wide open, right?
Yeah. But as far as his point about rolling the defense out there every week, I don't think you can do it. I think they're a streamer, and so are most defenses, unless you have Jacksonville. Like, I'm not going to roll them out there again when they play the Eagles.
But at this point of the season, it's like, what are
exactly?
No, they're good. No, what I'm saying is they're not going to be a must start. I'm not just going to set it and forget it. Like,
so you don't
want to
play
the
streaming game.
Right. Well, yeah, with them, I think you have to now. It depends on who they face. Look, they got San Francisco in 2 weeks, you know, so. But look.
Next week in Atlanta. They had the Falcons next, right? The Falcons season could change. The narrative on the Falcons season. They get two wins these next 2 weeks, and they're once again the class of the NFC.
I don't think they're the class of the NFC.
If they're coming off right victories versus Dallas and Seattle, yes, they would be.
Yeah, but Dallas would be impressive. Seattle.
Russell Wilson and the core pieces on that offense still there.
I think you're going a little bit to you're going from 1 to 160 now. What I would agree with you is you have to take them more seriously as an NFC contender. But to me, Philadelphia and New Orleans are the class of the NFC right now.
Interesting. What do you think, Matt Medica?
Yeah, no, I think Philadelphia and New Orleans are very solid teams. I think the Rams have a possibility. I'd probably put them in that top three right now. Seattle does takes a blow. They lost a lot of people yesterday. I mean, I don't know how serious the other injuries are. I mean, if they lose Baldwin for any amount of time, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not happening. It's just a groin injury. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know Scott was Dr. A.
I'm Dr. E.
Did you? But how do you know that? You know what I'm saying? How do you know that this is just a groin injury? You're not tripping. You say it yourself. You don't really know what the deal is with the groin until you get on the field and test it out.
Right, but what I'm
He's
saying
not
is
on the field to test the it way, out for
the way,
over
the way
a week
Matt
now.
Was saying it, though, it made it sound like, you know, if they lose him, like, for the season or something.
I didn't
like
say
that.
For the season, but if he misses a couple of games, that's a big hit.
That is a big hit, yes.
That's Wilson's boy.
I misunderstood what you
said. When you look at the other pieces around, Richardson, Lockett, still the same thing, huh? And really nothing for fantasy if you get something.
No,
and you're
Richardson,
lucky.
You could roll out pretty much.
Yeah,
like,
I think he had
strong.
How many fantasy points did Richardson have last
night?
Yeah,
but he was playing hurt, though.
Okay.
As far as the NFC goes and the class of it, it all depends on how the quarterback play in Minnesota goes. Because I really like that team. I love that team.
Do they have enough offense?
If the quarterback is competent, I think they do. I mean, I'm a big Jerry McKinnon guy. I think they got the receivers. You got a solid tight end. So I think they have the pieces. The offensive line has played better. It's come together. So it's all about the quarterback. It's either got to be Keenum's got to be competent, or Teddy Bridgewater has to heroically take them into the playoffs.
Now, the point about Richardson, you can consider him strongly for wide receiver 3 every year because there's been a floor of about 8-9 points there every year, and he's got 5 touchdown receptions. As far as the Vikings go, you can't get deep into the fantasy playoffs with a Case Keenum. I just can't see it happening. If I'm wrong and it's some miracle, you know, I'll admit it. But and Bridgewater just too far removed. I think, you know, you have to have certain pieces to be a true contender, I believe, for the conference championship. You got to have, and all these teams are flawed, but you got to have a good defense, you got to have a running game, and you have to have something of a above average quarterback. And Case Keenum is a game manager, journeyman type. They've won with him in the regular season, but the playoffs are a different animal. I just don't see it.
Coming up a little bit from now, we'll be heading out. Is Mike Lyon, Mike Florio back in the mix for that? He's off the IR, so you get that coming up. Don't forget week 10 of the NFL season. Also, time to get ready to set your fantasy football lineups as we head towards the weekend. Weekend programming right here on FNTSY Radio each and every Sunday morning. Be here at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. It leads off with the Roto Experts with Scott Engel, the King, Mike Blewett driving the show, and Joe Pisapia. Scotty, what do y'all get into when y'all get in here early in the morning before the inactives and stuff come out?
Before, you know, we're going over the games, breaking down the matchups, reviewing my lineup rankings, which are available on rotoexperts.com right now. We review my updated lineup ranks. I update them Saturday night, and we go through them comprehensively on Sunday morning.
Then 9 a.m. Eastern Time, lineup lock live right here on FNTSY Radio, taking you up to kick off. Dane Martinez, the spitting statistician, Emery Hunt, also on the program, Maria Marino, and I believe this week Joe Pisapia filling in for the fantasy executive who's on a bye once again this week. Matt Medica at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, live scoring on your radio. That's you and George Kurtz.
Yeah, no, it's a fun show. I love doing it. We get the Red Zone channel up here, and you know, you get to see things unfold. Every week it's kind of been something with all these injuries and having a, you know, kind of forecast ahead.
Live scoring on your radio. So that's the place to be on game day is FNTSY Radio. Whether you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, the FNTSY Radio app, make sure you're here. Prepare for your playoff run. Don't forget, coming up in about 1 hour or so from now on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, the DKMS Big Game Challenge. Got 2 segments dedicated to finding us a winner to get these tickets to the big game. DKMS, FNTSY, of course, the battle against blood cancer. So big game challenge coming up in a little bit from now. Also got Is Mike Florio line. If you want to hop in on the telephones, 844-843-6879.
Yeah, so, win your big game tickets. Check out the Saints and the Steelers.
That's what you're going with right now?
Yeah.
Changes every week. You said look, you got Drew Brees going back?
The NFL is changing every week right now.
The NFL is a week-to-week league, so you never know.
I've been sticking with the Steelers.
It'll be a home game.
The NFC.
Nice.
I think the Saints are a dark horse.
We come back on the other side. We got more Roto Experts in the morning right here on FNTSY Radio.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Up and Adam, Roto Experts right here on FNTSY Radio. Another reminder, do not forget, coming up in the next hour, DKMS Big Game Challenge. The DKMS Big Game Challenge coming up in the next hour right here on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Myself, Matt Madika, and Jake Seeley get you ready to get a shot to win a ticket to the big game in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Mr. Sussman, that is coming up next.
Yeah, don't forget also to go to sportsgrid.com where we're giving out a Daniel Jacobs autographed boxing glove in anticipation of the fight on HBO tomorrow night, Jacobs Arias.
I can use it to knock your ass out with.
Come on, you ain't so bad. You ain't nothing.
There you go. Big Game Cheerio Challenge sponsored by DKMS coming up next hour. Very excited to try to send someone to the big game. Should we go over week by week here?
Let's get it.
Make some predictions, feel good, and then get into this Mike Lyon where it's been a while, man, since I played. So yeah. I'm very excited. And of course, also
Corey's very excited.
I'm looking forward to this racially biased game.
Yes, of course.
Yes, they didn't have math in your neighborhood.
Buffalo and
hurry up and buy.
Buffalo.
All right, what we got, Mr. Sussman?
Buffalo and New Orleans. I gotta tell you, Matt, I like Buffalo in this game.
I think it's a week to kind of like them. I just think the Saints have too many talented offensive players. That defense, the secondary has been shut down. So I think the Bills can be competitive, but I do think the Saints find a way to pull it out. I've been pretty much wrong on the Bills all year. I was right last year.
And the Cowboys, too,
they were going into the Jets. Everybody got excited. I even got excited, but, you know.
You were wrong on the Cowboys, too, Matt.
This is a test for...
5-3.
This is a test for the Saints on the road. The Saints have won 6 in a row, and it's almost like nobody talks about it. This could be the most complete team in the NFC. Best combination of quarterback, running backs, and defense, I believe. You battled... But I give them an edge over the Eagles because Drew Brees has been battle-tested in the playoffs. I think they can go in there and win, but it's not going to be easy.
I think Buffalo is a good test for them. Coming off 10-day layoff, they got that mini bye.
That's a good thing.
A very good thing. Yeah.
Buffalo's much better at home, too.
Much better at
home. Undefeated.
So I think it's just a tough game for New Orleans coming to Buffalo and win. A lot of people, I know, Scott, according to your rankings, you have this too. A lot of people are sitting Drew Brees this week for the right other quarterback, that other quarterback being, in many estimations, Jared Goff. Jared Goff this week facing Houston. Corey, you're shaking your head vehemently yes here.
Yeah, nah, Jared Goff is a start. I was starting over Drew Brees this week, too. Jared
is that
Goff,
not nuts? Can we just pause here?
Nuts. It's nuts, but
it is nuts, but yeah. I agree.
We all agree. It's crazy.
I have Drew Brees 9th in my quarterback ranks this week on Roto-X.
Listen, sometimes it goes like this in fantasy. You know, you draft Drew Brees to be the stud quarterback, but that team is running the ball, playing defense. They've won 6 games in a row doing it that way. They're just not going to go back to winging it now. So, and then you got a situation with Jared Goff, the number one offense in football. You can't really identify no one target outside of Todd Gurley that's racking up all the fantasy points. The other guy is Jared Goff, and he's got that defense. I'm going for it with Goff. Let me ask you guys question about this one, though. Would you start Tyrod Taylor or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Tyrod Taylor. Okay. Fitzpatrick doesn't have Mike Evans, so And you just never know. With Tyrod Taylor, you know there's always going to be good floor there, and he makes the most of what he has, and now Kelvin Benjamin makes his debut too. I know it's a tougher matchup, but Taylor's the better fantasy quarterback.
Speaking of Ryan Fitzpatrick, he plays in the
revenge game.
Also, for Austin Seferi and Jenkins.
It's a revenge game.
Ryan Fitzpatrick can have a revenge game against everybody, though.
What, it's too much fun for you? Is that what it is?
Oh, he's saying you're a crotch to the old man.
I don't think he said that. Says the guy with a big belly and gray in his beard. Yeah, but, you know, it's like,
Scott,
so why don't you have fun on this show?
That is Jay Benning's two touchdowns this week. He's never really gotten the yardage this year, but he's been kind of touchdown dependent, and he's delivered. He got robbed that 1 week versus Patriots.
Got robbed again last week too, right?
I'm hoping.
Yes, he did.
Sucks for ASJ, but I like ASJ. I think he goes in your lineups this week.
I think so too. Those touchdowns last week and the week before counted. Those last few games look a hell of a lot different for ASJ. So I like ASJ a lot this week. Yeah. I'm starting Ryan Fitzpatrick in the league, by the way.
Yeah, did I say that?
A few weeks ago, you're like considering Jimmy Severian Jenkins over Graham.
No, I haven't had a problem with Jimmy Graham since week three.
No, there was about two weeks ago.
That's
you
not
were
true,
saying Severian Jenkins, my rest of the season ranks. You got on me because I had Graham over Seferian Jenkins.
I don't believe that to be true.
You did. Well,
I have Jimmy Graham all over the place.
This is when you were down on Graham.
That was week three.
What?
I've been fine with Graham since week three. It was week two when I was like, I was going to cut Jimmy Graham and pick up Luke Wilson. So I haven't had a problem with Graham since.
You got the sense back in your head. That's good. So
You started Eddie Lacy last week, though. So we don't know
no,
the sense is back in your
no,
head.
No, I didn't.
You
I
were
never,
getting, you were
I
getting
never
ready
started
to,
Eddie Lacy.
You were, if Chris Ivory.
I never considered starting Eddie Lacy.
If Leonard Fournette
throwing lies out there.
Did not get hurt. He didn't go first, come first, serve, and pick up Chris Ivory.
No, no, no,
Eddie Lacy was going to be in your lineup.
Lies. I picked him up on a flyer. I never considered starting him.
You picked him up on a flyer.
If Eddie Lacy, because they said they were going to start him and constantly give him the ball. I said.
And you were going to start him, and then Leonard Fournette got hurt, and you went and picked up Chris Ivory and played Chris Ivory.
Yes, I did. But why are you paying so much attention to my leagues?
Yeah, because I'm very, a fantasy executive.
No, because you're...
Cardano was like, keep up with Scott for me. I said, all right.
Yeah, and you know what you are? You know what you are? You're very, very nosy. Stop looking over my shoulder.
Scott, don't try to blame me for that happening to you with GST. Hey, that was not me.
Hey, you're the one who always looking over my shoulder and looking at what I'm doing on my computer, so...
I don't want to see what's on your computer.
All the time.
It's Kiss
all
Fan
the time.
Club.
All the time, Snapchat.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is actually in my starting lineup this week, for a record.
I mean, I could see it.
My other option is Case Keenum.
Yeah, I would go with Fitzpatrick too. I mean, I'm the anti-Fitzpatrick guy for the most part.
I have Fitzpatrick just outside the QB1 spectrum this week.
That feels pretty good about that, then.
Fitzmagic, wing it, baby. Fitzmagic don't care.
No, he's not.
You never know. He looked really bad last year.
I mentioned Case Keenum. Case Keenum and the Minnesota Vikings. Very good matchup between the Vikings and the Redskins. As Corey said yesterday, the biggest win of Kirk Cousins' career happened yesterday. Maybe the
last week.
And it would be the win, potentially, that gets him paid, finally. Washington and Minnesota. So it's a game I'm looking forward to.
It's going to be a good one. Two NFC teams kind of on that playoff bubble. I think you think Minnesota is solidly locked in there. So Kirk Cousins with another big shot. He's got to go up in there against that good defense. This is going to be a very good NFC football game. So I will have my eyes on this one on Sunday.
I think this could be a lowest scoring game. Washington played very good defense last week. Minnesota's got the best defense in the conference. You know, this is a game where, like, I always say, don't ignore kickers. You don't have to spend a lot of time analyzing them. But Kai Forbath is still out there in a lot of leagues, and this could be a field goal fest for him this week.
I think Case Keenum takes one on the road, and the Vikings continue their winning ways.
Listen, if Case Keenum takes one on the road and continues winning, he's not leaving the starting lineup anytime.
He shouldn't. Look, unless things unravel with him, and they're not winning, then you go to Teddy Bridgewater. It's been a long time.
This is the problem, I think, is, though, I think he's going to have a short leash, because if he loses a game or two, you know, in a row, I think the fan base is going to start to call for Bridgewater.
But here's the thing, though. When you bring your backup quarterback in. You just want him to manage the game and not make mistakes.
Is Keenum the backup or is Bridgewater the backup?
No, I'm saying when you started the year, he was the backup. So that's why they brought him in there to back up Bradford. He's doing what you want him to do. He's leaning on the rest of the team. So as long as he continues to do that and they continue to win, they'll be fine.
In that situation, Greg, who would you say is the backup, Bridgewater or Keenum?
Right now? What situation?
In Minnesota.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm understanding when. He asked
if you was organizationally from the Minnesota Vikings, who is starting? Is Case Keenum the backup or is Teddy Bridgewater the backup?
Case Keenum is the starter. Teddy Bridgewater is the backup.
You say the same thing, Matt?
Right now, yeah.
For now, but it could change. Yeah.
I kind of feel like Bridgewater is the starter.
I don't think so. He's not,
I don't think he's
time.
Not quite far enough along to be the starter.
They're very excited about having him back. They're gonna figure out a way to put him out there.
Look, it's a good thing for them to have if Keenum fails. At least they have something. It's not like Arizona's going from Stanton to Gabrick.
Yeah. Interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that situation with Teddy B plays out. That's going to be a storyline on the second half of the season.
Did you see Gabbert last night? Like, he lost a bet and he had to dress up as a fairy godmother in the pregame warm-ups?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's played like it.
He hasn't played.
Yeah, when he's played.
All right. Green Bay.
Well, you got something against fairy godmothers?
What?
Huh?
No, I hope.
I know some fairy godmothers that are very astute in the NFL.
I hope one comes and takes you away.
Yeah. Green, too.
Green Bay travels to Chicago to face off there against their arch rivals. I know, Matt, you've been hoping that this is the week Mitchell Trubisky opens it up a little bit.
I'm hoping, but I don't think the head coach is going to do
John Fox.
It. Yeah. They're 3-5. He's going to look to win this game, like Corey's pointed out. No Aaron Rodgers. You're going to look to beat up on the Packers. I think this is going to be a close game, but I hope they do let Trubisky throw the ball. I know he doesn't really have weapons at his disposal, but get Tariq Cohen involved.
I hope this is the week that Devontae Adams does stuff for the Packers.
I wouldn't bet on anything with that team offensively. I think this could be a lower-scoring game, not because the Packers have a good defense or they'll pull off a lot of sacks and turnovers, just because that Bears offense is so vanilla. But, you know, it could be one or two Jordan Howard rushing touchdowns in a 17-10 final.
Gentlemen, can Aaron Rodgers return this season?
He is eligible, yes.
What week?
I want to say 15.
When they interviewed him last week, though, he didn't sound too positive about it, though.
Oh, okay.
He got a lot of screws put in.
Yeah, he does. Quite a few screws in that arm. Guys, is this the week that the San Francisco 49ers or the Cleveland Browns get their first win?
The 49ers.
The 49ers get a W this week.
Yeah.
I think the Giants pull it out.
The 49ers are a point and a half favorite in that game.
That's what changed.
Oh, it
Giants
did?
Favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, take a break.
That.
We'll come back. Mike Florio joins the program for Mike Lyon. We do.
Here we go with this.
Next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Back here, Toronto Experts, it's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Time to close the computers, for me, because I keep time. And time to play is Mike Lyon with our friend and my co-host, my BFF. It's Michael Florio. What's up, Mikey?
You think he can show up this week?
Amazing.
Yeah, he didn't.
Is Mike Florio here, Don Burns?
Of course not.
Well, put him to talk.
Oh my God!
Checking the mail.
I think it was
today.
Intentional. I think.
What's wrong
I think
with
he's
this
become,
guy, man?
I think it's gone to his head. You know, being on the BFFs, and he's too much of a diva now to do what got him here.
He can't never wake up early in the morning either.
Yeah. Mike Florio, are you awake?
Nope.
I don't like him. I'm starting to dislike him.
He thinks playing this game is beneath him now.
No. Because these culturally biased questions that he asks on his Mic Line.
How are they culturally biased?
He don't take care of the fish. You feel what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
He come in here with an attitude every day. You know what I'm saying?
He thinks he's a star.
Yeah.
I got week 14 on Ted Finn, by the way.
Oh, really? I don't know.
I don't see how the game's culturally biased, though. You're a college graduate. You should be able to compete.
Don't worry about it, Scott.
Yeah. I'm very worried about you.
So, ultimately, as we wait for Mike Florio to wake his ass up, we're going to get... We'll continue talking about some of the games from this past week. It's unbelievable, right? Let me talk about T.Y. Hilton in Indianapolis for a moment. They play Pittsburgh, top five defenses against wide receivers in fantasy here. And ultimately, do we think T.Y. Hilton and Jacoby Brissett can do... I don't know what they did last week. I'm not asking for 200 yards receiving. I'm not asking for Jacoby Brissett to go nuts. But Brissett, I loved him as a streamer last week. Scott, will we be playing him this week?
No. The matchup is too daunting against that improved Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Roll out the Steelers defense if you got them. You know, they're close to like an every week starter. For the Colts, it really depends on who they face. You saw that last week. So, Hilton is not an every week slam dunk play.
No, he's not. And I don't think it's going to be tough to get him in your lineup this week. I know you hate when it happens.
But that's so hard. Did you have 200 dudes, billion yards last week?
Those dudes.
That was the Texans. Look, he was playing against. Yeah,
those dudes. Yeah, those dudes in Pittsburgh is balling right now, though. You know what I'm saying? They're not cat scratch fever, but they're doing well.
I mean, I started 20% last week. I want no part of him this week.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's just very hard to do that, I think.
No, I mean, I understand with T.Y. Hilton, but, I mean, I don't know. He all of a sudden popped up on the injury report yesterday with the groin. I think at some point, you know, it's season over for the Colts sooner than later.
Probably. Yeah, I think if you're hesitant about sitting him, really hesitant, I think you're looking too much at it last week.
I mean, it depends. If you don't have – with the buys, if you got a hit with the 14.
Then you might have to. Look, I don't want to roll Keenan Allen out there against Jacksonville, but I might have to.
Oh, you better not.
Yeah,
That's a donut waiting to happen.
I'm probably going to go with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Did you hear Jalen Ramsey comments and with the?
So I saw him talk. I didn't hear what he said.
Oh my goodness, that kid is savage.
What's he saying?
He's wild. I'm gonna send Don Burns the audio. Maybe he could play it during the frenzy. He more or less was like, he was like, yeah, I was talking trash to him all game. I told him that he was washed up. I told him his time is almost over in the NFL. I told him how weak he was. And I was starting to get into his head. And I was pushing him on every play. And I told him, if they run the football, don't put your hands on me. He was like, and dude couldn't handle it. So he was like, yeah. So I was just getting in his head all game, whatever. And then he tried to chump me, whatever. So that's the kind of player he is. But he's almost washed up. He's weak. He's soft. He called him a B word. It was like Jalen Ramsey was really going in on AJ Green.
Sounds like you on draft day.
Corey does his thing on draft day. He's very
trash talk.
He's very quiet on draft day.
I'm focused.
He's focused.
Locked in, Scott.
Locked and loaded.
But Jalen Ramsey is I would try to. I'm gonna get that all those audios to Don Burns. Jalen Ramsey was going in. He was like, AJ Green is soft.
Well, you know what? These corners.
And I'm thinking to myself, AJ Green threw you in a chokehold and was knocking your ass upside the head. He's not that soft.
Yeah. But you know what? This is what these cornerbacks do. You know, they trash talk. It's part of the game.
Yeah, they want to get into the opponent's head.
It's amazing to hear these stories about what this trash talker is that Tom Brady is, you know?
He was like, Jalen Ramsey was like, I knew I had him because AJ don't never talk. And the fact that he was talking, I was like, oh, yeah, I got him now. And he was like, yeah, but he can.
It's mental.
Then he was like, he can have that one for six.
You see quarterbacks do that all the time. Like, Sherman is famous for that.
I do it to you on the show, Scott. That's why you be having bad shows sometimes.
But then you don't beat me, so, you know.
The Jaguars and Jalen Ramsey face off against the Chargers. As Corey has mentioned, playing Keenan Allen is very, very scary. I'll tell you this, BFFs are playing Cooper Kupp over Keenan Allen this week.
Yeah, I actually like Cooper Kupp a lot this week. I have him in a couple lineups as well. Keenan Allen's another guy. It's just tough to sit him, but that
I got him.
I'm going to play Smith-Schuster over him for sure. You know, in one league, and, you know, it's a tie. Like I said, Greg, strip the names off the back of the jersey. What are these guys producing? Like, you know, there was a reaction when I said I have Robbie Anderson, number 7, my lineup ranks on rotoexperts.com. But look, the guy is getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, I feel more confident with Robbie Anderson over Juju. But
I sat up for somebody, too. I can look it up and tell y'all right now who I sat for Keenan Allen. I pull out my amazing lineups. At the Fantasy Executive has worked on all season.
It is tough in a 12-team
closer to as we get closer to the, you know, the playoffs and starting and stuff like that, I'm sure, you know, these teams are starting to come together a little bit. That's the goal. You know what I'm saying? You want to be playing your best ball as you get closer to this part of the season right here. So let me go ahead and find the league for y'all where I – this is an auction league. And you know what I'm saying? I paid for what's his name? Help me out, y'all. Keenan Allen, right? I'm trying to stall, and everybody's sitting there looking at me.
I'm actually ecstatic that I have Josh McCown this week. I am definitely sitting Philip Rivers this week. So
yeah, McCown, I have him. You know, QB1 play this week.
Well, this doesn't bowl too well. I'm sitting Keenan Allen, and I'm playing T.Y. Hilton. So there you go.
I'd rather go with Allen.
I do want to try to go back to the phone lines. My Flora's not awake, but Q in South Carolina is.
Oh, that's my man, Q.
That's what I talk to Q. Q, what's going on, man? Lord,
Q. Q, what's up? You up early, Q.
I guess this is clearly a phone issue now. So we can't play Mike Florio.
That's not the only thing we can't play.
It seems... Oh boy! We'll get that figured out.
Yeah, ASAP.
Carl!
There's no reason for me to be. No.
Corey's flight just got moved on.
We're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's the deal with the Chargers and Jacksonville. We mentioned Cooper Kupp with Los Angeles. Is there a Ram that you're not playing this week?
I think Sammy scores again. So I'd play Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, you might have to, you know, stream somebody like that. But I guess to fundamentally answer your question, I'm not playing Tyler Higbee.
Really?
Yeah.
I can get behind it. I kind of like Tyler Higbee.
I'd rather go Garrett Celek against the Giants.
It's Celek. Sorry. Not to be the police. It just kills me.
You're a teacher. It's what you do.
Sorry. Yeah. The Celek one just kills me.
It's okay. I'll get it right on the next report card.
Hey, that's all I can ask for. I like Garrett Celek better than I like Tyler Higbee as well. But Frank Stample was actually saying that he still likes Higbee as a stream this week.
Yeah, but the problem is that it's, you know, you're hoping for that touchdown.
Yeah, they are very bad against the tight end, though.
You're hoping for that touchdown for sure, Matt. But can't you say the same thing about Sammy Watkins? You're also hoping for a touchdown?
Yeah, but I think Watkins has a better chance of beating somebody and doing repeating what he did last week. He can beat one of these guys in the secondary. At least with the Giants, if you're playing the San Francisco tight end, it's a proven thing week after week.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think I think the Rams were smart. They had two very athletic tight ends, and
they use them differently. Like Higbee will be the red zone guy, and Everett will be the guy outside the 20s. And eventually, it's going to be Everett.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. So, as we said before, Corey headed to Atlanta this weekend to watch the Falcons and the Cowboys. Matt, do you think the Cowboys go into the ATL and get a win?
No,
your name is not
I
Matt.
I do not think the Cowboys go.
He go against the Cowboys every week.
Three times.
They just lost Zeke, so that's big. I mean, if Julio Jones is out, that'll definitely
help things
and make it more of an even matchup. But I think you got to look at the home team that's in a desperate, you know, it's a desperate play for the Falcons. Hopefully, Sarkisian can get the script corrected, because I don't know what happened to this team. I don't know how you mentioned earlier in the show, Freeman's got one carry.
He's had the 10 in the last 4 weeks.
That just, I mean, a nutless monkey should figure that out.
Nice visual.
Are you calling Steve Sarkisian?
I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah. Look, I think with Corey in the house, Dallas wins, and, you know, don't start betting against the Cowboys until the postseason.
That's a good one, Scott.
Two more games on Sunday. One
you didn't
early,
ask me, Greg, about who I thought
that.
Was going to win.
I noticed that.
I guess you knew the answer.
Tennessee Titans against Cincinnati. Titans, I want to say this. Their secondary has been better as of late. I know we've looked at target down.
Yeah, that safety. What's his name? He's playing fantastic. His name slips my mind right now.
Oh, I know who.
Five interceptions in two games.
I'm not going to do that to him. Yeah. But I could have got him, though. D's.
I tell you, it's amazing how many quarterbacks I'm starting over Marcus Mariota this week. Like, Ben on the road and stuff like that.
I don't really like Mariota this week. I don't really like Mariota a lot of weeks. He's not...
There's not upside there.
Tell you what, Mariota and Winston have been massive disappointments.
They've been massive disappointments. And those were the dudes that we were thinking could ascend.
The next step.
And they have regressed this season. And the guy who
Winston's
said regressed,
really
and
regressed.
Dak Prescott has ascended.
Yes, he has, absolutely.
Winston's really regressed, but, you know, and they've both been hurt.
Yep.
You know, this could be a lower scoring game. Neither team can run the ball effectively. The secondaries might hold up here. You know, this could be a Ryan suck-up kind of game.
DeMarco Murray. I got Ryan Suffolk
up in a couple leagues. Yeah. Big deal, big spot for DeMarco Murray. Because
maybe the
his
best
owners,
kicker in fantasy
his
right
owners
now.
His owners are very upset right now because you got to play him, and that's the thing about it is, and you know he's not healthy, but he can bust off a 75-yard touchdown run. Yeah, I don't really think that means.
I don't think they
have to play Joe Mixon as well because he's getting pretty much.
Joe Mixon's
a non-entity.
He can give you 10, 12 points.
He's a bell cow right now, Joe Mixon.
He is indeed. But
Mike Florio is
can't
not.
Run. No, Mike Florio definitely not a bell cow. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap the show. We'll talk to Jake Seeley. We'll get you ready for the Fantasy Football Frenzy. That all comes your way coming up next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
On the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy Executive. A little trivia coming up a little bit later on. Very excited.
Really?
I mean, hopefully.
Yeah, looking forward to that on the Frenzy today. So a little while from now, we should be able to,
at some point we're going to be able to get
into our DKMS contest. So hopefully we get a chance to send somebody to the big game to see America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, versus the AFC representative.
Yeah, the Cowboys are going.
Too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jake Seeley, the all-in kid. He doesn't believe the Cowboys are going to the big game.
I don't think anybody but you believe it.
I do.
Yeah.
Greg does.
I've told
you that before.
You think the Cowboys are going to win the NFC?
Yes. Skip Bayless does.
Really?
I told you this weeks ago. I thought that was my prediction.
All right.
Well, Christopher Carroll does.
I think the chances improve when Aaron Rodgers went down.
And Richard Sherman.
I don't think with that secondary they're going to go. I don't think they can make a stop when it counts.
Who do you have to stop now? Jared Goff?
Russell Wilson.
Huh?
Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz.
Oh, I'm not worried about Carson Wentz.
You should be.
I'm not worried about Carson Wentz.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is different, but that's a running team.
Sterling Shepard.
He
will not qualify.
Oh, Jake Seeley, the only kid. What's up, man?
What's going on, Greg? Yeah, I'm actually excited to see this trivia contest because we had four people make it to round three yesterday.
You did. I was still hanging out here in the studio because I was super interested to see if anyone was going to go to the big game yesterday while you guys were running it. There were some questions. There were some gettable number three questions that you threw out there, Jake. Like, you were trying to send people to the Super Bowl yesterday.
I was at least trying to get him to round four. I just want to see somebody get that far. It would be nice to see somebody go to the Super Bowl, of course. But, yeah, I thought two of those round three questions were like, wow, these are pretty easy ones.
Yeah, you threw them out there.
Getting to round four, it's like, you know, it's like playing a video game where you're, like, really hard to get to the boss. Like, you're sitting in your DX Racer chair and, like, wow, I got to round four.
That was like Scott trying to get the first base. You know,
nobody upsells like Scott Engel. I tell you that right
just
now.
Just doing my job.
No, I like it. You know what I'm saying? I dig your style, Scotty.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Jay, I'm very excited. And you can be a part of this. You're hanging out with Corey while we do some trivia today. It's going to be very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
What am I up to this weekend?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm going to take a nice long siesta this afternoon.
Nice.
It was a rough night.
Old School Fantasy tonight, the remix.
Yep. Who's my man with you?
That's right.
Very exciting. That's going to be awesome. What are you going to do this weekend, Scott? To New DX Racer Chair, play some Madden?
Maybe for Christmas. I probably will play some Madden, but Friday night, you know, Got dinner plans with one of our coworkers here, and
why don't you take your wife out?
What?
Why don't you take your
wife
out?
You don't have to tell me what to do.
I've been going 25 years.
I don't need any of your advice.
Why don't you take your wife out, Scott? Who are you going to dinner with? You're not taking your wife out.
Who said she wasn't coming with me?
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, you're real nosy. But also, you know, probably on Saturday, you know, might hang out with some other people in the industry as well, too.
Corey Parson, fantasy executive. Now, when you say people in the industry, do you just mean Sean Engel?
What? Is that what that is? Well, I would hang out with you, but I don't drink lattes.
Neither do I, so what?
That's not what the word on the street is.
It's just a word from this idiot right here. What's going on, man? What are you doing this weekend?
Not much planned this weekend.
Not much planned this weekend. Nothing.
Kind of like the Cowboys during Super Bowl week.
All right, Scott, keep it up. Five times Super Bowl champions.
Will the limo be waiting for you? Yeah. Has Dr. A sent the limo?
No, Dr. A is not sending the limo.
Corey talked about the throwback collection.
All in, kid. What are you up to this weekend, dude?
I got some family in town. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do yet, but that's nice. I usually don't find out until about 7 o'clock tonight.
Do you tell your family to check the link?
Of course. I tell my buddies to check the link. I had somebody texting me last night while I'm trying to update my rankings and write the article in the middle, right before the game starts. He's like, who do I start, Fitzgerald or Alvin Morris? I'm like, dude, you know what I'm going to say.
Check the link. Jake Seeley, Matt Modica, Corey Parson trying to give away tickets to the big game, and that comes your way up next from Matt Modica, the King Scott Engel, and of course the fantasy executive Corey Parson. My name is Greg Sussman. Have a fantastic week 10. We will see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye, everybody. Good luck.